Trent University is introducing a new graduate research degree focused on responding to changes in the computing sector. Despite recent budget cuts, the university announced on July 8th it would offer a two-year Master of Science program in computer science starting this academic year in the fall of 2026. The university said in a press release that the program aims to, quote, advance Canada's expertise in AI, cybersecurity, and data science, end quote, which it calls, quote, national priority areas, unquote, in the field of computer science. In order to get a better sense of the program's potential, I spoke to Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of Computer Science at Trent University, Dr. Brian Patrick, about the new degree.
It's a new master's degree, a Master of Science in Computer Science, so it's our foray into graduate studies. But the MSc is not necessarily, although I suspect there'll be a number of students who are interested, but it's not only artificial intelligence. It's actually, one could pursue graduate studies in any field of computer science. AI, of course, as you know, is a topical subject these days. And so I suspect, yes, there'd be a number of students who'd like to go down that path, but there'll be a number of students who just want to stick with some of the more traditional areas, whether it's programming languages, whether it's operating systems, databases, graph theory, you name it. It's a big field. I think this is exciting times. Our faculty is fairly new. We've grown quite a bit in the last 10 to 15 years. Our numbers have shot up over the last, I would say that period of time. Our faculty was very small, about five folks in the faculty for many, many years. But we've been able to hire on four or five new faculty recently. So having the Master of Science available is a really big boost for them, because they have the opportunity now to take on graduate students, develop research programs, apply for research funding, just to advance their careers.
When I speak to my friends who are in computer science, or I recall when I was in high school and people were like applying to computer science, I think the misimpression a lot of people get is that it's a degree that is sort of similar to something like nursing, for instance, that it's a vocational degree where you go to school for 4 years, you learn how to code, how to write certain programs, and then you enter the workforce. But obviously, doing post-secondary degrees, and especially graduate degrees, would seem to push against that notion. Like, this is a pursuit of education for the sake of education. So what sets a graduate degree in computer science apart from the bachelor's level studies?
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, isn't it, Evan, how students perceive a department before they get there, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it may be true for many departments. Yeah, there is a vocational element to it, of course. There's a certain skill set, like programming, like being able to set up networks and work with databases and so on and so forth. But I think the key word to focus on when you talk about the Department of Computer Science is the science behind it. Yes, we will introduce the applications, if you will, but I think at university you get a much deeper understanding of how they work and how they were put together. When you do a master's degree, of course, at this point you're looking even deeper into things, and you're looking into a field in far greater depth. And I think there's a demand out there, and there will be a demand out there for sure over the next several years, for people coming out of the STEM programs, whether it's computer science or math or physics or engineering. I think the demand is going to be there. And you mentioned artificial intelligence. I think if we are in Canada, at least from a research perspective, really at the forefront of this area, there's something called the ACM Turing Award, which is like the Nobel Prize in computer science. And in the last, 8 years, we've had three computer science professors in Canada win this award. Two of them, as you may know, like Geoffrey Hinton out of the University of Toronto, was deeply involved with, no pun intended, deep learning, which is basically what people associate AI with today. So we're being at the forefront. And I know the government's trying to set into policies, as you may be aware as well, the AI for all policies. And so it'd be nice to stay at that forefront. So I think a master's degree helps in that way as well. Data science is another big area. And we do offer an undergraduate degree, so it'd be nice to have students pursue that area more in depth. Software engineering is another area, and it's evolving, because a lot of programming now is automatic, or But the question is, well, does that mean you don't need software engineers? No, their emphasis now would be more so on the design. So, but we do need people out there who have the knowledge to understand what's happening. Not just use it, but to understand what's behind it. What are its limitations? How can it be pushed even further?
And I wanted to ask, sort of like, how do you future-proof a degree like this? Because the thing a lot of people are saying, and granted, a lot of people who are perhaps not computer scientists are saying that, programming is redundant when you can vibe code with Claude or whatever, right? That a lot of the work that we classically associate with academics, with higher education, and with like skilled labor in these sort of more abstract disciplines can be made redundant by a machine. So how do you future-proof for a computing environment that's beginning to look like that, or at least that certain parties seem to want to push in that direction?
I think it's a bit of a misconception. And I suppose if you went back in time, Evan, that argument could apply just about any phase in computer science. When they introduced the World Wide Web, let's say in the early 1990s, yes, it had a major impact because now you have e-tailing and a lot of our bricks and mortar stores have sort of closed up shop. But they've evolved to an online presence primarily. So it's an evolution. You never know in our field what's around the corner. When I started out, of course, there was no World Wide Web. And then it came out. There was no social media and smartphones and wireless technology. Oh, that came out. And the question was, well, how's that going to impact us? Then big data came out and data analytics. And now you can't go anywhere without listening to a baseball game and having all the data analytics at people's fingertips. Now it's AI. And I guess we always ask ourselves in our field, well, what's around the corner? We've sort of been at the forefront of all of these things. Our departments of computer science have sort of very much pushed the boundaries of how we communicate, how we work, how we play. And so our interest is always sort of looking forward, seeing, oh, what's next? And just as an aside, the nice thing about having it here at Trent, of course, is we have a nice emphasis on interdisciplinary studies. So when we look at these different subjects, we can look at it from different perspectives. The philosophy department, for instance, have a number of courses now on the ethics of social media, the ethics of artificial intelligence, computer ethics. They have actually three different courses looking at these three different things. We work with the business departments, we work with mathematics departments, the physics department. We have a very strong presence among our courses cross-listed across the university, which is nice because, as you know, computer technology is on everybody's desk. And so it's nice to have that background and have that input from other departments. So we kind of look ahead, I suppose. There's always been that worry that, oh, we'll be redundant. And you say, no, we need people who understand what's going on.
The new Masters of Science in Computer Science at Trent University will welcome its first cohort of graduate research students in September of 2026. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio. See FFF in Peterborough.